Katrina, it's only Hong on the call, really.
I understand that, yeah. So,
and Hong needs to go soon, so...
Yeah, I know, Hong doesn't have much time. So I just wanted to say quickly about this quorum thing. As far as I understand, Hong, from your last comments, you said something about council and proxies on council.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Probably I'm confused. We are not talking about any election at council level, only at CCETLD level. If that is the case, then there's no issue for your proposal.
No, it was Barak who started talking about proxies, and I don't think that in case of electronic voting we should talk about proxies. But is there any voting in person, Gabi?
You mean on a member level now, right?
Whatever, member level, when we come together and we vote. Is there...
always electronically.
Always,
and I even think it's in the bylaws that it has to be electronically.
No, it doesn't say it in the bylaws.
It doesn't? Okay, I thought it said it somewhere in the bylaws. I might be wrong, so...
It was one of the options, but...
Okay, sorry then. We have never, as far as I know, voted in person, and
Okay, in that case, we assume that the voting is always electronic. Which in this case, I really don't see any point in having proxies. Because you can vote, it's not that you have to vote in a particular hour, or the voting
period... I can tell you one thing we did during the last voting period, and that was, you know, when we had to re-vote on the IDN. What happened was that this happened during a holiday season, and I can tell you that Annabeth Lange from Norway, she's not our primary contact, it's Hilde, she said Hilde will be on holiday during that period. And I said, you can, but then Hilde needs to, you know, tell me that you will vote on her place. And then I changed it so that the ballot went to her. So in a way, I allowed a proxy voting in this case.
Okay. Yeah, that's different.
Hi, Gabi. I don't believe this is an issue of proxy. This is something of management of voting credential. If it is within that CCTLD and there's the designated contact person wish to pass the credential to another person, probably that should be allowed. I need confirmation from you. You're the election manager. But for the proxy, it means for .cn can be the proxy for .ky. That could be an issue, really. CTLD proxy. Whether we would wish to allow that.
Why we have never done that? That's you're right. Well, it's in that way. It's not a proxy in that way. It was just a manner. Yeah, you're right. Far as I remember, we have never allowed that. As far as I remember.
Okay, but again, is there any point of having proxies when you can vote electronically at any time, and you can, in case of Norway, you can just give the access to the. Tool to somebody else in your organization. So I don't think we should actually think much about proxies. But especially if you can't vote, how can you? Well, I don't think they will give a proxy to anyone either. So which means what we can do? We can think about quorum rules for all those. Cases of when we vote, actually. We vote on council elections, we vote on about PDP documents, we vote about some other documents, right?
Yes, PDPs and board elections as well.
Board elections, too, yeah, okay. apparently not all of these cases when we vote have significant have the same impact on the community, on CCTLD. So perhaps what we could do, we could lift this, propose to lift the quorum requirement in some cases and leave it as a requirement in some other cases. So because
This is also my question. Do we have a uniform requirement on quorum, or we define the quorum for each particular voting?
No, it's in the bylaws.
It's in bylaws.
Quorum rule, actually, I think is in our rules.
Really? Okay, sorry.
Yeah. No, again, we have to recheck, but the way I remember it, it was in the rules. But, okay. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I want to hear your thoughts. Hong, what do you think about...
So what is the purpose of our study? We cannot change the bylaws, right? This is a...
No, wait a minute.
We can make a proposal to change that.
Yeah, we can propose.
Well, to my experience working in other constituency, for example, we lower the threshold from 8 members to 5 members. Of course, in that case, we have changed the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make such proposals? if we have too many members, actually, there's more than 100. It's really difficult to just.
And it's going to get even more difficult. That is a problem.
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
and I'm thinking about the CCTLD and the corresponding IDN CCTLDs. Basically they should reach agreement on voting, but I guess it's going to be more complicated, especially they're managed by different institutions. Who are you going to send the voting credential to?
you mean with the IDN, IDN CCTLDs?
Yes. For example, there's 2 registries, actually, but they only have 1 vote.
Yes, but that's clarified in the IDN-PDP, actually. And it's, I think, if I remember correctly, it was 1 vote per region.
Yeah, true, but that's what Hong is talking about. They have to agree about this vote, right?
Yeah.
But how are you going to send them ballots, for example?
Well, what I think they will have to do is that when they will just have to tell me, you know, who their primary contact in case of voting will be.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, that, Gabi, you think about in the future, your management will be more complicated. Much more complicated. This is additional layer before.
Yeah. Congratulations, Gabi. Your future is dark and complicated. Yeah. Now, I agree, that's true, but perhaps that's not the scope of our working group.
We
apparently can propose to have a working group on this. Dark future of Gabi. How to lift these obligations from you. Yeah,
thank you. of me.
Yeah, but anyway, at this moment, we're talking about quorum. So I'm just going back to again. So, Hong, would you think that it's a good approach if we had these cases of when we do vote? And see if all those cases, and just discuss how much we would really want would we want a quorum to be here, or it's okay if only majority of the voters decides, or so on. So what do you think?
Well, that's right. We should be focusing on the quorum issue, but probably we want to clarify, first of all, the voting is always in electronic form, and secondly, mm-hmm. no proxy is necessary.
Yeah,
and
but that was just a Barak suggestion, so it's it isn't written anywhere about proxies, I think. So we shouldn't
well,
be really.
Well, oh, that's good. All right. I personally don't believe that proxy is needed, and it just makes the case more complicated.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Sure,
and then especially for the counting of quorum, whether the proxy should be counted, that's really a problem. And for the quorum, well, I still Gavi probably can provide the data for the voting, how to change. We can't just do the theoretical study or thinking. We need empirical data. Now we have 127 CCTLDs.
No, we have 139 on Friday. We'll have 141. So,
right. And the current quorum is 2/3.
Yes, I think
2/3 of voters. Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. Oh no, more than half of voters. But it depends on the. I think it says that to change the rules, we need 2/3. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so,
And
but,
also, is there a requirement for a geographical distribution, such as for Asia, for Africa, for Europe? No?
No, I don't know. I'm actually a little bit unsure about this. It is definitely necessary if we vote, for instance, about the councillor from the African region, then it's definitely needed. I don't think that it's needed. No, it's not needed otherwise. I know this because we had it. No, it's not needed. And that's a problem because I remember the African region was underrepresented. You know, I did a report about the voting and about the IDN-PDP voting. I did the one for the first and the second one, which I can send to you if you're interested. That was statistics about how people voted and so on.
Well, that would be useful. So probably we want to know how many would be a feasible number as quorum. And secondly, whether we should think about the geo-diversity. But that will be even more difficult to reach, right?
Yeah,
that was difficult to reach because, for instance, I think there was the African region was underrepresented, and in the second round it was even less represented. Although we tried to highlight that, in the, you know, so it is a problem.
Well, this just remind me that our work at engagement study group, we think about kind of a stimulation for participation. How about if you don't vote this time, you won't have opportunity to run for a position on the council.
I'm sorry. I just realized one thing that the reports that I did, it was really just for the council to see, and Sabina is not on the council, so I cannot really share it with the entire group.
Okay.
Could you have just a statistical part, or it's also?
I would have to blank out the part about who actually voted. Like the I can send you the.
You provide the big data, not specific data.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to find them and I'll blank out everything that could be sensitive. You know.
Okay, let's agree then on that. So. I'll go through bylaws and the rules to see which cases of voting do we have there. And then send it to you. And Gabi, just have some statistical data for empirical analysis.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Okay, that's
okay.
The course of action.
So next call?
Yeah, next call. That's a good idea to talk about next call. I don't know what can be discussed about next call.
I would suggest that we actually try to have a call in 2 weeks. Otherwise, not going to happen much.
In 2 weeks. Okay. Okay, let's try to do that in 2 weeks. That's October 30, same time. I hope that UNESCO is not going to organize another conference on ethics. Yeah. Okay, so in 2 weeks, same time. Hong, is it okay with you?
Well, I've a problem. I guess I will still be traveling after the Bali IGF. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But probably Barak or Sabina can join. Yeah, we just
maybe I should do a doodle poll. Should I do doodle poll or should
I? I think it's better. Yeah, I think it's better. Mm-hmm. Have it there. Okay. Thank you very much. And
thank you. Thank
apologize
you.
Again for, but I hope you spent very nice 20 minutes talking about weather and.
No, we had an interesting chat, so...
Okay, I was sure you would. No, just ladies, women, not all. Yeah. Okay, so thank you very much again, and
thank you.
See you soon.
You.
Yeah.